This is Jack Otto, your host for this evening's issue of Radically Right. This is June the 2nd, and we're going to take a bite out of this New World Order if it's at all possible. I like to start each program off with prayer, and I ask that you would join us in prayer for those who are taking a stand against the New World Order. And I would ask that you don't just listen to me pray, but add your voice so that a multitude is praying together. Let us pray. Dear Yahweh, God of good, creator of all the universe, God of Abraham and his sons, Ishmael and Isaac, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings, and we ask that you shelter us from the forces of evil. Bless our minds with discernment and our voices with your words. Guide our steps that we may follow your way. Cause the New World Order to fail and its conspirators to be exposed and defeated. Give us courage, help, determination, and material resources. Keep us in the hollow of your hand, enshrouded in your Holy Spirit. For we pray in the name of your only begotten Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. There are a number of ways that you may listen to this program. On republicbroadcasting.org, you may find a wealth of information, archives of previous programs, many books and banner sponsors that we really do need to sponsor if we're to keep this rolling. It's available on shortwave at 5.050, and if you have satellite capabilities, we can be found in three different ways. Galaxy 1R, transponder 17, narrowband 7.92, horizontal polarity. I think that's 133 West. And then if you have 4D TV, it's Galaxy 1, channel 954. And if you have the KU band on Galaxy 25, transponder 11836 at a symbol rate of 20770. What we'd like to talk about tonight is coping with this New World Order. We see tyranny building up all around us, and yet we have to function. We have to live until the day we die. And it's harder to get around the system. It's harder to function within it, because it has become oppressive. And it seems like it's got a three-pronged trident to deal tyranny to us. There's a claw that snags you in, the jaws that grind you up, and a digestive tract that totally decimates you. Now, the claws would be the law enforcement. They hook you into the systems, and the jaws are the courts that grind you to almost nothing. And they throw you into that digestive tract, the prison system, where they could just milk the life right out of you. Now, there's a big difference between de jure and de facto. When you're talking about law, de jure is that law that you're supposed to have. That would be the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And laws made in proper harmony with it. But we end up with, it's called de facto. We got a break coming up here. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk more about coping with this New World Order.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Radically Right. This is Jack Otto, your host for the evening, and we're talking about coping with this New World Order system. Now, the criminal justice system, which can be just called a system, can be likened unto a predatory beast. And from the point of the prey, there are three significant parts to the beast. The claw, which it uses to reach out and snatch up prey. The jaws, into which the prey is stuffed and processed for digestion. And the belly, where the chewed up prey is digested and sapped of all its nutrients. Now, the prey in this simile is the citizen. That's you. And the claw represents the police, and the jaws, the court system, and the belly is the prison system. And all three of those organs work together towards the ultimate benefit of each other, and all three live off the destruction of you, the prey. Let's take a look at the first one, the cops. But before we do, we got a call from Missouri. I didn't catch the gentleman's name. What's your name? Oh, yeah, Clayton, how are you?
Pretty good. I know very well those three things that you mentioned. I call it the meat grinder, because what you've been through, that's what you feel like. You've been through the meat grinder.
Well, of course. It's justice prohibitively expensive is justice denied. And we find for the most part that a lot of people just are destroyed by the system. And just being accused is enough oftentimes to destroy you. So you've been through the system?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been apprehended. I've been through prison. I've been labeled as a mental case because of what I believe about the government and the New World Order. And so basically what I said is, okay, you play your game, I'm playing mine, I'm out of your system. I'm not paying any of your taxes, any of your Social Security, I'm not doing any of that junk, I'm out. And, you know, there's nothing you can do about it because you're telling me that, you know, I'm incompetent. So, you know, I'm just playing your game, and I'm beating you at your own game. So basically that's where it stands right now is we're at a standoff. They basically know about me, and I know about them, and for now they're letting me run around free. But what I wanted to talk to you about is this weekend, I wanted you and your listeners to know this weekend the Bilderberg Group is meeting in Istanbul, Turkey, and their special guest, believe it or not, is Governor Rick Perry of Texas. Now, ain't that special?
Yes, well, we can expect it. He wouldn't have gotten that job from after the Bushes left office there unless he was one of them, one of those insiders.
Well, what they're
and
working...
Going to the Bilderbergers is a sure sign that you're an insider.
Oh, yeah. Well, what the New World Order wants most of all right now is the North American Union with the NAFTA superhighway. And right now the Texas legislature put a moratorium on it because they haven't got their payoff yet. So I guess the deal is they want to speak to Governor Perry and let him know they're going to move heaven and earth to get this done. So he's their point man in Texas to get it all done.
I'm against it. I think you are, too.
Well, if you know where... It's no coincidence that we have an immigration bill going through Congress at this time when they're trying to get this NAFTA superhighway and this North American Union going. I mean, it all fits together, and it's diabolical, and, you know, it's the New World Order at their finest. And you know,
are you talking about that Aslan project where they want to give southwestern America back to the Mexicans?
Well, from what I understand, that's a done deal. That's already been agreed upon.
Oh, yeah. I think that's part of the Amero.
Yeah. That was part of the deal that Vicente Fox and George Bush worked out, is that they're basically going to get back the lands that we got in the Mexican-American War.
Well, and I think that's going to be done under the auspices of the United Nations.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, they'll be there. I mean, there'll be peacekeeping troops there enforcing it. When we reach that point, I mean, there's going to be, you know, foreign troops everywhere. We're going to be in a total police state by then.
We are. I think we're already in a total police state. They just
haven't told us
to have more enforcers.
Yeah.
We went a long way from where cops, which meant constable of peace, became law enforcement. Now, the constable of peace was a public servant. The law enforcement folks say they are the law. And they act a whole lot more like public masters than public servants.
Well, they've been trained that way.
Yep. That, did you have anything more for us?
Did you know, I was reading Tex Mars's Power Prophecy newsletter, and I didn't know this, but the CFR, which is the premier front group for the Illuminati, is 73% Jewish, and that their president, Richard Haass, is a Jew. So basically, their lead front group is a Jewish organization.
I think it looks that way, but I think, and I like to always remind people that this is not the real Jews, the ones of the Old Testament, not the 12 Hebrew tribes, not the tribe of Judah, but those Khazar warriors from northern Turkey that only pretended to embrace Judaism in 741 A.D. Their monarch, who they didn't call a king, they called him a Chagan. And this particular Chagan's name was Bulan, and he felt some pressure to take sides in the growing Sid around him, that Eastern Orthodox Christianity was coming down from the north, and Islam was coming up from the south. both were pressuring him to embrace their religion, and he knew if he accepted one, it would certainly offend the other. And so he pursued a politically expedient maneuver and said, I choose for me and my people, we're talking about 20 million people, to become Jews. And so we have to remember that 92% of the people who claim to be Jews are really not. They're from these Khazar warriors, and they're all the ones that are in positions of power, the banking, the Hollywood and television and newspapers and the lawyers and the doctors and the whole gamut of that which literally runs it. So
right.
I'm not surprised that they fill the ranks of the CFR.
Right. The Khazars, before they were known as Khazars, their Bible name were Edomites. They are descendants of Esau. And in the religion that they follow today, and they have since the time of the Pharisees, which was when Jesus Christ, or Yahshua, was on the earth, is Talmudism, the tradition of the elders. That's what they follow. They don't follow the Bible or the Old Testament. They follow the Talmud, which is the most filthy, despicable book ever written. And what they have to say about Yahshua and his mother and about Christians and about non-Jews is just, it's despicable. And that is the religion that these people follow. Do not let anybody kid you out there. The rabbis teach out of the Talmud, and that's what these Jews believe in, is what is written in the Talmud.
Well, some do, some don't, like Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss, who is an anti-Zionist, and says that we're not allowed to go back to Jerusalem until the Messiah comes because of our sin. And he has spoken out against Zionism. Many times they've had protests at the Israeli consulate in New York with thousands of these real Jews out there protesting that you have stolen the name Jew from us, Zionism is not Judaism, and many placards that would show that they do not approve of what's going on in Israel. And he had his synagogue burned down here not too long ago.
Yeah, and I would say, though, that they are probably a small minority.
Oh, yes, they are very small.
Of the Jewish population. Most of the Jews, they fully embrace Israel and Zionism, and they fully embrace the Talmud and its teachings. And they have no love for Yahshua or Christians. And I commend those that do stand up against it.
Yes, but they're few. You're right.
Right. That's all I got, Jack.
Well, thank you very much, Clayton.
Yahweh bless.
And you too, sir. So let's go back and continue talking about the hook, the jaws, and the digestive system. We're down here to the hook, and the most visible member of the system. And the first one you're going to come in contact with is the cock. Now, he isn't always recognizable as such because it's his state of mind rather than his clothes that makes him what he is. His ambition is to control the behavior of other people. Sometimes he lacks imagination and tends to think in a linear fashion, so he usually relies upon rules to solve everything. And in this respect, he has much of the same mentality as the religious zealot. Indeed, many cops are religious in addition to being legalistic. They believe that the world is in conflict between absolutes of right and wrong, and that rules exist for the purpose of sustaining the triumph of the right over the wrong. Whether these rules are God's or the government, the cop sees it as his duty to enforce them. Now, organized government holds the championship title for rulemaking. So it's not surprising that this kind of person would be attracted to it for a livelihood. He's deeply impressed by the government's status as a dominant authority in our society.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Welcome back to Radically Right. This is Jack Otto, and we're talking about coping with this new world order and the system. Now, some of these police officers have fragile egos, and it's very important to them that their pride be continually bolstered. Now, police work meets this need by clothing them with government's authority. Instantly, the cop becomes far more powerful than he could ever hope to be on his own merit. The fact that the authority he wields is actually the government and not his own is unimportant to him, because for all outward appearance, he is the boss. Sometimes he can use the government's authority to further his own personal interests, and at other times he must be content to exercise the authority for the sole interest of the government. Either way, he derives satisfaction from being the man and reaffirming his prestigious self-image. You know, you got to think of cops as being of two types, the professionals and the amateurs. Professional cops are in police and security work in a full-time vocation and may be either governmentally or privately employed. At the lowest rung of government are the municipal cops, probably the police and fire department. City boys, city police, the boys in blue, are the most visible of all cops since they patrol the streets in uniform. Their brothers in the fire department, however, shouldn't be underestimated. Just because firemen aren't primarily concerned with crime, they work closely with the police. In fact, fire inspectors are the ones who are in charge of arson investigations, and moreover, firemen are often likely to come across contraband or other evidence while putting out a fire, and their mentality and sympathies are basically the same as the police. At the next tier of government, the county and state level, there's a massive profusion of cops doing the government's work. The most important ones are the state police and the county sheriff's department, which is really the only legitimate law enforcement, is the county sheriff, and the respective state and county attorney's offices. Now, these are the cops that handle most of the felony prosecution. The prosecutors are sometimes referred to as district attorneys or DAs, and their big boss is the state attorney general, although the governor is technically the top executive officer of the state. Now, other cops at this level of government include those of the coroner's office, tax office, health department, and forest service, to name just a few. We've got a call in from Vermont. Jeff, go ahead. Jump right in.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. Go for it.
I agree with your last call, and I agree with you and the aspect that I don't know if you guys understand, but if you guys are referring to Zionism and the trade of Zionism, there are four war criminals in World War II. They were Stalin, Churchill, Roosevelt, and Hitler. And Hitler was the worst one of them all. He was the one that fermented and took Zionism to a new level. He was the one that founded the State of Israel. And if you think that he is innocent, and if you guys think that he should be on a pedestal, you guys are totally mistaken. This man was an agent of Zionism. And I don't know if you guys have researched this concept, but if anybody to think that Hitler was nothing but an agent of Jabotinsky and the WZO, I really think you guys should do your research on that aspect, because there's very great evidence to persuade anybody with any logic in anybody's mind to persuade them to think that Hitler was nothing but a person of persuasion for the Zionism.
Oh, there's no doubt about it in my mind, Jeff. I'd like to point out that Adolf Hitler was the bastard grandson of Lord Rothschild himself.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Here's how this went down. His grandmother was a chambermaid in the house of Rothschild, and she became impregnated by her employer, and she had a daughter named Anna.
Yeah.
Now,
Anna
could not have the Rothschild name. They weren't married. So Anna had to keep her mother's maiden name, which was Schekelgruber.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
And Anna Schekelgruber, later, when she grew up, had an affair with a man named Alois. And Alois' last name was Hitler. And she had a son by him by the name of Adolf. But he didn't marry her either, so Adolf had to keep his mother's maiden name, which was, again, Schekelgruber.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Schekelgruber eventually was able to take on the Hitler name because his mother and his father got married, and he was no longer
Schekelgruber. He was Hitler.
He was no longer Schekelgruber, but Hitler. But in a way, he was still a bastard.
He was.
Okay, we've got a break coming up. Do you want to hold over, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to be right back in just a moment. This is Radically Right. Please listen to our sponsors. It's important.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We are talking with Jeff in Vermont. Go ahead, Jeff. Jump right back into the fray.
Thank you, and John, for having a discussion like this, because this stuff really needs to be talked to. And I just want to just to say that, you know, I appreciate this discussion, and it really needs to be talked about, because people in with any common sense who really studies the issue and really gets a comprehension of what really happening in World War II was definitely the whole issue was to form the state of Israel. That's it. Bottom line, boom. That's the bottom line here. I mean, whatever the life that was lost, these Zionists don't care. They don't
care. As long as it's not theirs.
No, they don't even care if it was theirs. Look at the Holocaust, or whatever you want to call it, but the Holocaust. They even sacrificed their own people to get their own agenda passed.
Well, most of the people that got sacrificed there were real Jews, and the numbers were not quite as high as they tallied up. It was closer to the 600,000 that was, or was it 60,000 that was originally touted, but the numbers just kept growing and growing every time they turned around to report it.
But the Jews aren't stupid. They didn't want to migrate to Israel. They didn't want to fight the Arabs. They didn't want to fight the Persians. The German people were, they had open arms for the Jews for a long time, you know. I mean, in the 1880s, the Alexander in Russia kicked the Jews out, and they all went to Germany, and they went to America too. But the whole thing is these Zionist people. If anybody studies their movement, and if anybody studies since 1896 with Theodor Herzl and studies the whole concept of their motivation and what they did to get to their goal in their life, you'll realize pretty simple. It's not rocket science here. It's very simple. They did what they had to do. They accomplished their goal and faced the facts. That's it. They accomplished what they had to do. They got the state of Israel. They're rich. They're powerful. And sorry about mine and your luck, but that's the way it is. And what are we going to do to fight these people? That's where we're at right now. You know, it's not. It doesn't matter what you think about Zionists, what you think about the Jews, or what do you think about anything else. How are we going to fight these people? Because they have the power. They have the money. They buy the politicians. They set their agenda, and the white goyim, or whatever you want to call the us, me, because I'm Irish, and whatever you want to call anything else, that's us. What are we going to do about it? You know, that's what the bottom line is. I don't know what your take on it is, but that's what my take is.
Well, I have to agree with you. Something does need to be done. But since, for the most part, the mainstream media is controlled by them tightly, we're not going to be able to orchestrate with the masses to build up a solid monolithic resistance here. For the most part, anytime somebody speaks out against the way that they would lead, we are immediately attacked with character assassination and discredited. Usually the term anti-Semite is bandied around, even though these false Jews have not so much as a drop of Semitic blood in them. That's something that's reserved for the real Jews. The false Jews, actually, come from the Mongolian race. There's a big difference between real Jews and false Jews. And I think it's always important to note some of those distinctions, because for the most part, there's a lot of people out there that have no idea of what is transpiring, who's doing what to whom, and how it's being handled. For example, the main differences between the Hebraic or real Jews and the Ashkenazim or false Jews comes from noticing that they're from different tribes. The real Jews are from the Hebrew tribes, whereas the Ashkenazim are from the Khazar warrior. And their object of worship is different. Mm-hmm. The real Jews revere the Creator, Yahweh, whereas the false Jews are aligned with Lucifer, better known as Satan. They come from different races. The real Hebrew children are Caucasian, where these Khazars are from the Mongolian race.
Mm-hmm.
And their lineage is different. The Hebrews follow paternity. It goes from father to oldest son to oldest son. Whereas the false Jews from Khazaria follow maternity. So your mother had to be one of those kind of Jews for you to be one.
Yeah.
They have different languages. The real Jews speak Hebrew, whereas the Khazar warriors speak a language they call Yiddish or Yiddish.
You're right. You're exactly right.
And now there's a different homeland, too. The Hebrews came from the Middle East, whereas these Khazars came from northern Turkey, and when they were driven out in 500 A.D., some of them went to the west as they came down out of Turkey into Romania and Hungary and became the Gypsies, and others went with their monarch, the Chagan, up into the steppes of Russia and formed a community up there that later pretended to embrace Judaism. And there's a big difference in the nature of these people, too. The Hebrews were agricultural and herdsmen, whereas these Khazars were warriors and brigands. And they have a different religious text, too. The Hebrews respect the first five books of the Old Testament, called the Torah.
Right. Yep.
We call them Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Whereas these Khazars embraced the Talmud, which was a bastardization of the oral tradition while the Hebrew children were in captivity in Babylon. And it resulted in 63 books that are really stressing the unethical. And I could tell that previous caller, Clayton from Missouri, didn't want to really say the truth, but if you look in the Talmud, I'm going to spit it right out. The Talmud says that Jesus Christ was the son of a prostitute that mated with carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
And he was conceived during menstruation. And now that he has been killed, he is in hell, boiling in excrement. And anybody that doesn't realize how sick and disgusting this Talmud is and allows these Zionists to quote from it without showing how the crux of what they're quoting from is corrupted through and through, we miss a bet. And we need to be more diligent along those respects. And, did you have anything else, Jeff?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Ask me if you agree with this. I really think George Bush is we're at the same concept of Pontius Pilate in the days of Christ, where you have the rabbis surrounding Pontius Pilate, and Pontius Pilate is doing the deed of the rabbis, because you have Elliot Abrams, you have Wormser, you have Pearl, you have all these rabbis, basically Zionists, surrounding George Bush. I mean, and telling him what to do. And I really think we're going back into time, and these Zionists are controlling our foreign policy. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what's going on here. I mean, the Jews are 2% of the population of America, but they make up 63% of the decision policy making in Congress and in the White House, as we look at it today. That's a fact. I mean, I don't. You can look it up. That's reality. I mean,
anybody that knows anything about statistics and that branch of mathematics knows that when 2% of the population can take over 62% of the positions of authority, it's not an accident. There has to be more than coincidence involved.
It's money. That's all. They have you got to study the Bobovitches. They're from New York City. They're psycho human beings. I don't care what race or what religion they are. These people are just crazy psychos promoting an agenda. I couldn't care if they're Jews, Catholics, Christians, Muslims. I don't care what they are. They're promoting a psycho agenda that they think they're the best. They think everybody else sucks, and they think they want to promote their agenda. That's all it is. You know, I mean. And I'm a Christian person, and I don't like it. I don't like the way they're doing it. You know, I'm sorry. I'm just a realistic person. I don't know. I don't know what you think. I just think if you study the Lubavitchers from New York City, you'll understand what's going on in America, and you'll see what's really happening in this country.
Yeah, that New York Kahila is pretty powerful, and it does a whole lot to make sure that the tail wags the dog.
You're exactly right. And you look at Barack Obama, you look at Hillary Clinton, and you look at Mark Rich, Frank Lowe. You look at Giuliani. Look where Giuliani's getting. I mean, all right, I'll let you go. I'm sure you get more to talk about than this. But all right, thank you, sir.
Thank you for your call, Jeff. We appreciate your input, sir. Now, we were talking about law enforcement here. And on the federal level, we find a real plethora of cops. And we can call them the Feds. And some of the better-known agencies include the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that's the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, that used to be called BATF, but they've shortened it to ATF because everything is being shortened down to a three-initial alphabet tyranny. Then there's the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, which primarily assists the CIA in taking care of the drug trafficking, although they will sometimes have some very well-publicized events where they crush a competitor. And there's the Secret Service, the Marshals Service, postal inspectors, even though the post office has become a private organization, they still have a SWAT team. Then there's the Internal Revenue Service, and some call them the Infernal Revenue Service, the IRS, the Federal Aviation Administration, Securities and Exchanges, the Federal Communication, the National Park Service, and looking out for our national frontiers are the Coast Guard, Border Patrol, Bureau of Customs and Immigration and Naturalization Service. And we mustn't forget the military either. The armed forces are the country's police force on the international level, and of particular significance are the spy outfits such as the CIA, the National Security Agency, which has bugged all telephones here in America since 1965, and your television has been able to spit you out and record back stuff and send it back through the power lines to your dossier. And there are various internal police agencies within the Department of Defense, like the military police, OSI, etc. Now, those are the professional cops. Amateur cops are ordinary people who get involved in police work without making their living off it. They're often simply public-spirited citizens who are guiled into aiding the police by virtue of their good-natured desire to help people. And some of them are members of organizations such as the Boy Scouts or the Civil Air Patrol, the JCs, or the Ham Radio. Which incidentally happens to support the police. Now, others are police, can we call them groupies, who like to hang around law enforcement agencies in order to satisfy a psychological need. In many places, the police have actually solicited senior citizens, youths, and other folks with spare time on their hands for their participation in police auxiliary groups. They put the volunteers to work doing repetitive or unskilled tasks so that the paid police can be freed up for other duties. In some localities, the amateur cops are organized into neighborhood block watch or patrols, which drive around with walkie-talkies reporting on anything suspicious that they happen to see. They're moralistic, often prejudiced. The police groupie tends to suffer from an exaggeration of all the worst qualities of cop mentality. Now, the sleaziest species of amateur cop, and the only one who might turn a profit from his activities, is the informer. He's known colloquially as, by a variety of names, snitch, rat, stoolie, squealer, and the police refer to him this day as the CI, or sometimes that means cooperative individual or confidential informant. See, he runs to the authorities with incriminating information that he learns from his friends and associates. He's usually prompted by such betrayal by one of five motives. Number one, there's a moralistic indignation. That is, why should he get away with that? Number two, revenge. Number three, a desire to eliminate competition. Four, hope for some reward. And five, fear of either the person he's snitching on or of the police extortion. And it's usually the last one. You have to get more people. Bring me several people, and I promise I won't trump up charges and destroy you if you will bring me others. The snitch is the single most powerful tool that the police have. And through his assistance, there have been more undetectable crimes disclosed, more unbreakable cases broken, and more invulnerable suspects convicted than by all the combined technology of the law enforcement arsenal. Professional cops exploit this valuable resource by appealing to the five snitch motives wherever and whenever they can, and always hoping to develop a new source. The government cops create many of their snitches by extorting cooperation from people they've caught but have refrained from filing charges against. Junkies are particularly vulnerable to this ploy because this prospect of even a minor bust is a nightmare for someone who's physically dependent on narcotics. Some of the best snitches are child molesters. Now, they like child molesters as snitches because they will do anything they can to get themselves out of trouble. Because if they go to jail, the other prisoners don't like it at all. And the other prisoners will make life difficult or short for them. We have Rita from Colorado. Let's bring Rita up and get her input. How are you,
hi,
Rita?
Hi, Jack. I'm thinking about the Bilderbergers and the Illuminati and the path that we're going down right now.
We
and
got
I hear the
coming
music.
Up, Rita. Can you hold it right there, and we'll talk with you in just a few moments. Please stay tuned and listen to our sponsor.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Welcome back to this edition, this June 2nd program of Radically Right. We're talking to Rita from Colorado. Go ahead, Rita, jump right back into it.
Okay, well, what Jeff was talking about, it's the same path that we've, you know, gone down so many times before. And I think about a path that was taken 2,600 years ago. And when we think now, you know, especially when we think about England, which has gone from aborting their fetuses to killing their newborns and having more people going to mosque than church, I would like to read, or I've got 1 minute's worth of Jeremiah I'd like to read. I think that it's very appropriate.
Go for it.
Okay.
Go right ahead. Did we lose Rita?
Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places. For the Lord hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Tophet till there be no place. And the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate.
So that path is, if you go south to Zion's Gate from Jerusalem and then veer to the right, to the east, you come to the Valley of Hinnom. And this has later been called hell. This is the path that they are actually, you know, taking us down. And when the news media is controlled, what they are doing is we can't really ever get to that conversation, Jack. And that's how they continue to control us. And I just thought I would like to add that.
Okay, thank you very much, Rita. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
So getting back to talking about the system, and I wanted to add that by the use of this deterrent, the police can exert their control over the entire population rather than just the few individuals that actually get caught breaking the law. Most of the citizenry can easily be intimidated into cooperating with the government because they don't want to risk upsetting their own little status quo, their jobs, their reputations, their possessions, and freedoms that can all readily be compromised by the government. And when the unusual citizen decides that he's not going to be intimidated and openly defies the government, likely to be vigorously pursued until he's either reformed or eliminated. That was an old farmer named Gordon Call. He refused to pay his income tax, and when the usual police harassment failed to rehabilitate him, he was goaded into resistance, hunted down, and executed. We got a break coming up. We'll be right back, and when we get back, we'll talk to Ralph from Oklahoma.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic